You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Toyota.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's World Redhead Day, Tony. Any words of advice for your fellow Reds?
Yeah, I'm Tony Kornheiser. Look, don't let it fall out. I didn't have red hair. I didn't have, like, carrot top red hair, all right? I had a reddish beard and sort of reddish hair, but not, you know, not like
it looked red to
Prince
me.
Harry red hair.
It no, looked red well, to me, especially yeah. When you had that red afro. Like Bernie on room 222, where people mistook
Let's date
you
ourselves
for him all the
with
time.
Room 222, a show that was on 65 years ago. We've just lost 3/4 of the audience. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Lakers bounce back, and Trae Young wants to taunt Knicks fans again tonight. But we begin today with the Los Angeles Clippers losing again at home to the Dallas Mavericks. Even with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George guarding Luka Doncic, Doncic still had 39 points. After the game, George said, quote, there is no level of concern, unquote. Wilbon, shouldn't there be?
I think we learned a long time ago, and you learned before I did. It took me a while. I'm not listening to Paul George. I'm not listening to anything Paul George says when it comes to sort of viewing the world and what's going on in it. Okay? Because let me tell you something. You cover a league as long, cover a sport as long as you and I have. We have favorites, right? T. Lou is one of my favorites, period. Always going to be that. But I find myself in the curious position of thinking of T. Lou's team. I want them out. Not because of him. I want them out because they tanked and they were sort of clunkish and, you know, just amateurish about it, and they look stupid. They look stupid. And so I want them out because they wanted to play Dallas. They were like the kid in the playground that took off their coat and said, yeah, I want that kid. And now that kid has smacked you in the face twice in your home playground. Get out, Clippers. Tired of them. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear from Paul George. Play. They might still win the series, though I doubt it. But I'm in a rare position of rooting just again. Ballmer, great owner for this league. He's good for basketball. I want them out. You want somebody and you can't touch them? You get your butts beat twice at home by them? Bye-bye.
I'm going to disagree on the margins with you on a couple of things. Not on Paul George, of course. Paul George has no grasp of reality whatsoever, and this was proven when he gave himself the nickname Playoff P, even though he has never won anything, and in fact is one of the worst clutch shooters in the history of basketball for a big-time guy. But Paul George said, I'm Playoff P, so it must be true, except it wasn't. And now he's saying there's no level of concern, so it must be true, except it isn't. It isn't true at all. Yeah, they can still win a series. I'm going to go to Tyronn Lue, though, for a second. In this regard, Mike, when you have a series, a 4 out of 7 series, and you know that the team you are looking at is the team you could be playing 7 straight times, in those rare occasions, because this is different than a Thursday night in the middle of the season, when I don't think coaching matters as much. I think coaching matters in these series to this degree. I think that Rick Carlisle has his team better prepared than Ty Lue. I think Rick Carlisle has his team more motivated than Ty Lue at the moment. Again, they can come back, but at the moment, Luka Doncic looks like the brightest star in the playoffs.
Because he is. And Tony, by the way, let me just disagree with one part. I don't think they're better prepared than T. Lue's team, Rick Carlisle's team. I don't think that. I think the Clippers are flawed in the same way that personnel-wise they were flawed last year. It's a certain Hall of Famer who always talks to me about skill level, yes, and people have great skill levels in a lot of cases. But if you have a flawed personality in terms of the team-wide situation, and that's what it seems like with the Clippers, okay? Kyle Lowry was a much more important player on the Toronto Raptors. Not as good as Kawhi Leonard, but a really important player and the personality of that championship team Kawhi Leonard played on. The Clippers, it seems like the same junk as last year. Where are the leaders? Who are the guys who are going to grab that team who've been around there for a while? Don't tell me Rondo, and don't blame it on him. The Clippers, Tony, as a team. And so I'm looking at this thinking, okay, all right, I'm tired of you telling me, show me something. Show me. While the Clippers fell, the Lakers rose to steal a game from the Suns in Phoenix. Anthony Davis put up monster numbers. I told you he was going to do that. You knew he was going to do that. 34, 10, 7, and 3 blocks. But L.A. was also helped by Chris Paul having to sit out much of the second half with that ailing shoulder. Tony, the series is now tied at 1. Do you see Paul's health as being the determining factor going forward?
Well, I mean, no, in the sense that I always thought the Lakers were going to win this series. I still think that, even if Chris Paul played 48 minutes a game. But it is undeniable that Chris Paul is the major addition and major difference on a team that missed the playoffs 100 straight years and now finished second in the Western Conference. That is because of Chris Paul. But let's look at something that's going to bother you because I know you're close with Chris Paul. Let us look at his playoff history as I consult my notes. 2012, hamstring problem. Clippers swept by Spurs. 2015, hamstring problem. Clippers lose in second round. 2016, breaks hand. Clippers lose to Blazers. 2018, hamstring problem. Rockets up 3-2. Lose to Warriors. 2021, shoulder contusion. This is a long history, Mike, and I know you're close with Chris Paul. This feels like a legacy. He gets hurt in these circumstances.
Yeah, Tony, I know all of that. I know the litany of them. I was there in person for a lot of them. I also know that Chris has changed his whole life, his diet, his exercise regimen, how he lives. In some ways, I tease him. I tell him he lives like a monk. He has done so many things to try and get rid of that, leave that in his wake, the injuries. And last night, I'm in a bad mood today because I was at that game last night. I have nothing against the Lakers. The Lakers are the champs, and LeBron is great. LeBron hit shots last night, said, seriously, we're as great as you could hit in the playoff series. I was angry because, one, I thought the Lakers got the benefit of every whistle, but I'm not going to blame that on it. Chris Paul can't be Chris Paul. And even though he had a couple of marvelous moves and baskets, the Suns knew there was going to be a fight last night, and they were ready for it. And they took it back when the Lakers had a 15-point lead. The Suns got in their faces and got in their heads. I know the Lakers won't admit that. The Suns got in their heads for long enough to take the lead in that game. But Chris Paul down the stretch, he couldn't beat Chris Paul because he's got one arm. This is not David Jensen and the Fugitive to further date this show. You can't be the one-arm guy and win this series. And Chris Paul was out there giving everything he had. I think, Tony, I want him to get better. They don't get the extra day like the damn Clippers get. You know, they don't get a third day. They got to play again. I feel bad for Chris Paul, who was one of the great leaders at point guard this game has seen. This injury is very real. I was sitting there watching the anguish on his face. I don't know what they can do. And LeBron's hurt, too. LeBron can't turn the corner. He can't. That ankle, they are both the stars of this, and the league has to look at this situation where the playoffs are always diminished because everybody's hurt because they played too many damn games, and they played too many this year, and the whole league is hurt. But I am angry because Chris Paul, yes, my friend, is injured, and I don't know that the Suns can be that even when Ayton and Booker are great, and they were great last night.
Let's get to somebody who's healthy, Trae Young. Trae Young's father has weighed in on his son's response to the taunting he got from Knicks fans the other night. Rayford Young told the Daily News, quote, he loves it. There's no sensitive bone in his body when it comes to that. They're going to have to see Trae Young for the next 10 to 15 years. This is only the beginning, unquote. Wilbon, do you expect Trae Young to have a game two like his game one?
No. But Trae Young, I was just thinking on the way to the studio today, who does Trae Young remind me of? I think we play that game in basketball more than the other sports, I think, at least maybe I do. And he reminds me of a combination at this point, young versions of Isaiah Thomas and Reggie Miller. That's a hell of a combination. Because he can break your defense and he can shoot it. I mean, you know, like early Reggie Miller, ain't all the way there yet. Reggie Miller, one of the two or three great shooters, one of the top five in the history of the game to me. But he has that, and he has the showmanship of both of them, and he's not afraid. And he's a little dude. When you see him in person, you're like, my God. But he goes after the other team. He goes after the fans in your gym. I am totally turned 180 degrees around on Trae Young. I don't think he can have a game that's a copy, a duplicating game, too. We didn't have to. They're leading this series, and they're going to give the Knicks fits this entire series.
Okay, so let me say, as somebody who rooted for the Knicks my whole life and a native New Yorker, that Trae Young didn't start taunting the Knicks. The Knicks
That's
fans
right.
started taunting him. They cursed him. It was blank Trae Young, okay? And Trae
right.
Young
right.
won that game down the stretch. Trae F. Young, him, he did that. Game two, how, what are you going to do? You're going to try and guard him more aggressively, maybe even bump him around. But he has spent his whole life being thin and small in a basketball sense, and he knows how to use his body like Steph Curry knows how to use his body.
He does.
If you body him up and if you bump him, you will send him to the line, where last game he was 9 for 9. He is, and I want to get the number correct, an 89% foul shooter, and Mike, he's going to the line more than any guard in the league, more than James Harden. He lives at the line. So, you know, what are you going to do? There's just not much you're going to be able to do with Trae Young. I mean, and I don't know that he has to score 35 points for them to win.
No, I don't think he has to.
I don't know.
Don't you think the Knicks will bounce back and win game two? Randall will be 5 times better than he was in game one, I believe.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to talk about Mayor Bill de Blasio for a second, who looked like such a dope when he was at a press conference and he took on Trae Young and he said Trae Young was hunting for fouls. And he said, and I quote, Trae, that hawk's not going to fly in New York City. Please do your job. Run your city. Yeah, stay out of this. Run your city. Let's get out of here. Let's take a break. Coming up, how should Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers feel about shutting up Astros fans last night?
Yeah, Tony, I mean, Phil Mickelson, he's going to have some new partners. He and Tom Brady, some big names, reveal coming.
I'm so happy to hear about this golf match. It's just, I know I'm going to watch. I know I'm going to love it. No.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Toyota. Let's go places.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First. All without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Pardon the Interruption, presented by Toyota.
Time to flex some lexicon, and what's the word in my new doctor jacket? What's first?
The latest celebrity golf match featuring Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady versus Bryson DeChambeau and Aaron Rodgers is blank.
Cereal. This is what Phil does now. He packages television shows like another spinoff of Law and Order. Phil Mickelson is now Dick Wolf. This is really all he does. This is going to be July 6th and it's going to be in Big Sky, Montana, where I'm sure they'll give him a free house like they do wherever he is. And it's going to be, he's going to play with Brady against DeChambeau and Aaron Rodgers. And already, by the way, Brooks Koepka, who should be in this match against DeChambeau, has already sent Rodgers a note that said, sorry, bro, because he hates the other guy. In fact, somebody at the Ringer said, Phil doesn't even have to play. It should be Aaron Rodgers and the GM, Brian Gutekunst, I think his name is, against DeChambeau and Koepka. He's an entrepreneur of golf. You know what, Mike? We're coming to the point in golf where NBC and CBS are just going to say to Phil, during regular tournaments, you just announce as you're playing, and then it's goodbye, Faldo, and goodbye, Azinger. Can't wait for this thing.
Yeah, no, thanks for leaving me 4 seconds. It's sexy.
I'm sorry.
It's a sexy matchup, and it could be contentious. And with social media, it could sizzle. But it's got a certain sexiness to it because you got people that you can line up for and like or hate, and that's the way it should be.
Next!
The Dodgers should feel blank about beating the Astros in Houston last night.
I'll leave you more time. They should feel jubilant. The Dodgers hate the Astros. They believe the Astros cheated and beat them in the World Series. And for those people like Michael Wilbon who said, slow your roll on the Dodgers being a super team, when after they were 13-2, they went 4-14. They're 13-2 again and 8-0, and they look like a super team.
And since it's, let's see, not even June yet, they got plenty of time to go 4-14 again. The Dodgers should feel nothing. The Dodgers want to win. They spent a lot of years not winning. They spent a lot of years racking up. They didn't get to be Red Sox-like or Cub-like or White Sox-like, but they spent some years racking up some time not winning. Now they're winning. The best way you can get back at the Astros is to kick their butts. And I understand they're not even in the same league anymore, but just beat them. Wherever you see them, beat them. You'll be that'll make you feel good. What are you going to do? You can't reverse the cheating they did. You should feel nothing and slap their faces on the ball field, on the diamond, whenever you can.
Kershaw, another great game. He really pitched a great game. That's it. Let's take one last break. Still to come, what did we learn from the Nets pacing the Celtics again? Nothing, to steal Wilbon's word. Nothing.
And will Donovan Mitchell's return help the Jazz even things against the Grizzlies tonight? It better.
I think the Phil Mickelson golf, these exhibition things, they're fun. They're fun to watch him do this.
I've traveled to a couple of them. You haven't.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Toyota. Let's go places.
Happy time, people. Happy 72nd birthday, Dan Passerini. Passerini was the third overall pick in the 1971 NFL draft. He went to the Houston Oilers. Before him, Jim Plunkett went number one to the Patriots, followed by Archie Manning going to New Orleans. Coincidentally, the first three picks of this year's draft, 50 years later, were also quarterbacks, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, and Trey Lance. Passerini was ordinary in the NFL. He made one Pro Bowl, 56-61 as a starter, 103 touchdowns, but 161 interceptions. Oddly, he ended up backing up Plunkett on the Raiders' Super Bowl 15 champions after both left their original teams. In fact, Passerini started ahead of Plunkett until he broke his leg in a game. Off the field, Passerini's life was Pulp Fiction. He drove hydroplanes, he was a champion drag race driver, he was an actor, he posed nude for Playgirl magazine, and he married a model who posed for Playboy magazine. Very 80s.
Yeah, Tony, it was like Junior Joe Namath without the marriage. And the off-field stuff, that must have created the aura, because there was no reason, looking at those numbers, one Pro Bowl season, to have any on the field. It just shows you how quarterbacks can get these reputations just completely apart from their teams, results, and teammates.
Not so happy anniversary, Jose Canseco. On this day 28 years ago, while playing for the Rangers, Canseco let a ball bounce off his head and over the wall for a home run. This video makes Canseco look like a clown, and it endures. But Canseco was a great baseball player in the beginning and middle of his career. He was the first player to ever hit 40 home runs and steal 40 bases in one season. Rookie of the Year in 1986, MVP in 1988. Canseco and Mark McGwire, as the Bash brothers for the Oakland A's, terrorized pitching staffs. In his career, Canseco hit 462 home runs and won two World Series championships over 17 years. Yes, he admitted using steroids, and yes, he made a number of foolish statements, but that should not completely overshadow his skills. In this sense, I see Canseco as baseball's version of Dennis Rodman.
Tony, the problem is Dennis Rodman's in the Hall of Fame, and Jose Canseco's not going to make it. And 450 home runs used to be an automatic ticket. That got you in the Hall of Fame. Not so anymore. He was entertaining, though. If you had to pick out, you know, some athletes in the sort of entertainment Hall of Fame while being pretty damn good players, Canseco would be way up toward the top on that list.
Now, he trails to Adam Vinatieri. The 48-year-old kicker announced his retirement today on the Pat McAfee Show. My God, he's older than Brady, who he played with on three Super Bowl champs. Vinatieri hasn't kicked in an NFL game since 2019, but as recently as yesterday, said he hadn't given up on finding another kicking job. Vinatieri departs as the NFL's all-time leading scorer. He has four Super Bowl rings, the three with the Patriots and one with Peyton Manning and the Colts, over 24 seasons. But beyond his longevity, he'll be remembered for his clutch kicks, including the 45-yarder in a driving snowstorm to tie the Raiders in the 2001 playoffs, a game they won on another of his kicks in overtime. 2 weeks later, he won the Super Bowl over the heavily favored Rams on a 48-yarder on the final play of the game. 2 years after that, he did it again in the Super Bowl in an almost identical situation against the Panthers. Wilbon, he's a Hall of Famer, right?
Oh, yeah, Tony. He's a Hall of Famer. I know there's only, you know, a few kickers, full-time kickers, in the Hall of Fame, and just one punter, Ray Guy. But Vinatieri, any short list, including a short list of guys in the Hall of Fame, he has to.
Oh, he's going in. All right, we go to the big finish. The Nets clobbered the Celtics again. Break it down.
Let's see. The Nets are going to clobber the Celtics in Game 3. The Nets are going to clobber the Celtics in Game 4. And then we can break down the next series. Wizards and Sixers tonight. Are you smelling upset?
Yes, I'm either smelling that or something rotten in the attic. But yes, I think I'm smelling upset. Grizzlies at Jazz Game 2 tonight. Is Utah going to bounce back?
They better be, Tony. I mean, I know Grizzlies have looked great so far, but Utah's got to get this game. Jacob deGrom struck out 9 over 5 in his return for the Mets. You're impressed with him all the time, aren't you?
He's the best pitcher in baseball right now. I watched Max Scherzer last night strike out 9 and 7. He lost the game because his team didn't hit. But deGrom's the best right now. Last one, will the Panthers, Wild, or Penguins force a Game 7 tonight?
The Penguins, I don't know, on Long Island. I don't know. I'm going to say no to all three. No, no, no.
All right, we're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. Hope I'm wrong, because I love Game 7s. Now, Tony, your Sports Center.
All right, thanks to Ken Salmon for my new doctor outfit, and thanks to Dr. Paul Cooper for helping me with my ankle. Any other doctors need anything?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.